Talking with former Duck Jeff Mail, now working with Mace Financial up in Lake Oswego, office here in town on High Street. Check him out online, macefinancial.com. Jeff, it's week one. Do you have vivid memories of the first time you took the field and knew you were going to be in there as a Duck?
Oh, man. Well, it was a long time ago. 2007.
Right.
I was a freshman playing some free safety, and yeah, I did know I was going to play. I'm really trying to think who we played. I think it was Houston, but I'm not 100% sure. I just know I was extremely nervous and excited, and to be able to play in Autzen Stadium in front of those fans for the first time, man, I mean, it's giving me chills right now just thinking about it. I couldn't be more excited to watch these guys get this season underway.
Now, when practice starts, you know, we always hear by the end, guys are tired of just hitting each other and playing against each other. When it's game week, I mean, do you remember what it was like to kind of hit that switch and say, all right, now we're focused on X opponent?
Yeah, you know, training, you know, fall camp and that kind of stuff. You're going against your guys all spring, you know, and then you get into fall camp. So, yeah, you're going against the same guys. Same looks, the same defense. It does get very old, and you know, you like to compete, and obviously we had such good talent that being able to go against guys like Pat Chung and Walter Thurman, stuff like that, for me was better 9 weeks out of 10 than who I was going to play against. But just the fact that we get to all go out there as an offense, defense, and special teams and put it together and do the things that we used to do to teams, you know, when I was back playing. It was a whole lot of fun.
All right, and a final thought. Coaches, players always say you don't belittle an opponent. You don't, you know, everybody, you know, Chip Kelly used to say every game is the Super Bowl. But, you know, there is a difference between playing USC and UC Davis. Was that on the players, the coaches, or kind of a collective effort to make sure you stay focused regardless of the caliber of who you were playing?
Definitely a collective effort. The coaches, the players, we all know, you know, what games are bigger and, you know, what games like this week are essentially almost a bye. But I think it's just very important for them, especially this week, to come out their first two or three drives and go down there and get points and not struggle. If they come out and go three and out, that's when it becomes a thing where people are now going to talk about, okay, look at Oregon, look how they, you know. So I think that just the key is getting off to a great start against a team like that, you know, letting that team know who they're playing against also, you know, and then just staying healthy and getting ready for the next one.
Jeff Mail, who will join us each Thursday on behalf of Mace Financial on High Street in Eugene, office in Lake Oswego as well. Learn more online, macefinancial.com.